What is this I'm hearing about the SMN, Stingy Men Association of Nigeria? I don't get what is going on. Kilo Shele, she took it, Tony, about me, sorrow. Because I really trying to like grasp what's the essence of this thing. But then, since all of us, we are catching crews, let's go there. Shout out to the, you know, president and whoever is giving the ID cards. Well done. Because I really don't get, but then, well done. Hey guys! This is Sarah, my friends call me Luna, and this is Podcast With No Name. I've got one quick question to ask. What's with the Valentine packages? I really don't get it. Why? What do we do? What do we single people do? Like, literally. See, it's on it. Oh, more. Like, it's literally like this one, that one. It's not even a month yet. And, okay, the thing is, okay, past the month right now. Okay, but then, people should be coming down. I've seen a lot of packages for you, for her, for him, for she, for him, for shim. There's even package for Bobrisky. I don't get. Crazy Rich Asian package. Oh, shit. Bridgerton. Oh, shit. I want it. As in, literally everywhere is just Valentine package, Valentine. Even makeup artists are saying Valentine package. What are you packaging with your makeup? But then, shout out to every hustler, shout out to every entrepreneur, also known as hustlers for some people, shout out to every business owner, and everybody who is trying to do something. Well, even if you're oppressing us, no problem, we are not angry. So, hey guys, before we dive straight into the topic that I have for you guys today, I want to talk about something important, and it is COVID is real. Guys, it is so real, and I know some of us are like, oh, it's not gonna get to my side, it's not gonna, seriously guys, as much as we take these things for granted, you know, our health is our wealth. I mean, it's very important. I mean, how many horses so much, and then you don't get to spend the money, you don't get to even, like, you know, do things that you've planned, you don't get to tick something from your bucket list and all. I mean, there's so many things you could do, and the best way to do that is to, you know, try and stay healthy. You know, wash your hands, mask up, you know, like, you need to wear that nose mask. Do not wear it. Like, always be on your nose mask, always be on guard. I mean, now, yes, oh, it's not, there's not difference, there's a whole lot of difference when everyone is on their nose mask and, you know, carrying the hand sanitizers and washing their hands. You know, it's so much, we could do so many things, and we could save a whole lot of people when we do so, even ourselves. So please, for the sake of yourself, because I really think it's more important for you to do it than, you know, for me telling you right now, even if I'm gonna tell you anyways, please be on guard, if that makes sense. I know it makes sense. Wear your nose mask. What again? Yeah, can't wash your hands with running water, and better still, if you don't have to do that, make sure you have sanitizer. See, everywhere I go, I carry sanitizer. Well, I get your label done. You don't love to go on guard, you know. Did I get it? I didn't get it though. But then, I give you a sanitizer for this sanitizer. So, you need to always, you know, keep social distancing. It's important. When you're in public places, try not to touch certain things, you know, surfaces, just to be on the safe side. And even when you do, make sure you wash your hands. And, you know, when you get home, remove your clothes and, you know, take a bath. I mean, showers. Normally, we go my shower. But then, just do this one, just in case, you know. When you get home, wash your hands. It's just important. My house like this now. Well, I'm not talking about it, but yes, it's important. Okay, so guys, I've got one interesting topic for you guys. Oh my god, I have been so happy about this topic. I don't think I've ever, okay, I've been happy about most of my topics, but this time this girl is happy. Guess what, we are talking Bridgerton. You see, it's a must watch Netflix series. Like, I mean, how would you not watch Bridgerton? Why? Glomwe, what's wrong with you? What's the problem? But literally, you really need to watch it. Oh, if I could go back to the 80s, 18th century, definitely we do that. I mean, just Duke, yeah, I'm in love. Not with anybody, just with the series, actually. And yes, I must say, one thing that makes me even like the series more is the vulnerability, okay, English, and yeah, but don't forgive me one point again, the passion in the eyes of both main characters, the fact that they showcase every emotion without trying to, you know, as much as they are guarding it, they are able to like express the emotions very well. And also, I love the fact that it's not I forgot what they should call it, whereby it's a whole white movie with a black person. I've forgotten what they call it. I think I used to remember, but it's back again. So that's what it's about. And then there is this don't get me started, people. Then there's this thing about I would like putting back my shoes so gone. the black people, I like the fact that there is the black person, the main character, who is a duke, a very large, you know, I say large, a very big name in the 18th century then, is a black person. And then certain people are black, and it gives me so much joy. I'm so proud. I mean, in the 18th century, it was so rare for you to have a black person be a duke. Most times they're all called slaves, you know, still caught up in the slave, and or very few actually held high positions like that. Probably just a lady who got married, but this one, both were black. It's so much. I love it. But that's not what we're gonna talk about, baby. That's not what we're gonna talk about. What do we like about it? What are these characters I really am interested in? I like the Duke. Oh my god, the Duke. Let's talk about how the Duke is fine. Oh, people. Okay, someone said once that when, you know, you talk about stuff like this, do you want to give... I don't want to give you, you know, I want to talk about it, but at the same time, no, you know, spoil it. Spoil that a lot though, but then not spoil it so much. Yeah, it's talking about a family, you know, the Bridgertons and, you know, Federicktons and the Duke and all. But one beautiful thing I like about the families is the fact that the presence of family and the importance and relevance of family is so obvious. Even as much as everyone had their issue going on, the Bridgerton is just a better example of our family. And my family, we are so much, like, not exactly so much. My sister refers to us as a train, which I find insulting at this point. Ugh, that girl doesn't have respect. Oh, my other sister, to be precise, though. Okay, so yes, basically that's just it. But then, let's not talk about that. I already did. Anyways, what I'm just trying to say is, you know, the entire family thing in the Bridgerton and even the Federine thing is kind of like really beautiful. Like, I love the fact that family importance was, you know, was well portrayed there. Yeah, even if the Duke had issues with his family though, it was a one-man family. Okay, so I want to talk about the characters first. I want to talk about the main character, the main characters, the two. But then I feel like the lady, the Duchess, is she holds more, you know, importance. She's like the center, and not the center. You know, okay. Let's talk about her. She's a very beautiful girl. She is beautiful for a 25 years old lady in that. That's a real life, but man, she is beautiful. She's naive yet smart, very smart. That's one thing I like about a very smart a woman. Smart girl. As much as she's a very naive person, she is smart. She knows how to handle situations without having to bust anything. I think her mother did teach her well. I mean, her mother did teach her well, because even her mother has a funny character. Yet, it's a smart woman too, who lost her husband though. But then, a smart widow. So yes, I like her for that. And she holds, she portrays not just the 18th century right now. She portrays many ignorant women, young girls. Many parents have refused, especially in the African society and the African setting, they've refused to talk certain issues with their children. And, you know, you go out naive and you find this in... But well, luckily for us, we find most of this thing... I say for Daniels, also go count. You find most of these things on social media, on the internet. You literally find everything there. So I can't say less for that. But yeah, I like her. But I mean, she holds so much passion. Her acting skills are dope, actually. I love the fact that she's able to do stuff like that. Now let's talk about the bull of the bullet. Yeah, hey, you know it's going on. Let's talk reggae, please. No, that's his name, actually, his real name, but then I like to call him reggae, baby. Okay, jokes apart, guys. Ah, I get. But boy, you fine. See, there is a level to being fine. There's a level to handsomeness. But this guy, this man, is fine. It's like top notch. Ah, you know, see, there are certain things that make me like guys. Sense of humor. Apart from physical appearance, if your sense of humor is top notch, see, sarcasm, Neo, or Kanye, your sense of humor is top notch. Take my heart away with you, boy. Can I call you husband? But seriously, that's one thing that made me love him in the series. And getting to, you know, watch some interviews and seeing that he actually has sense of humor generally. Ah, eh. On a scale of 1 to Kevin Hart, let's give him Tiffany Haddish, because on a 0's note, and it's really got good sense of humor. Trust me, guys. No, it's got good sense of humor. But that's not what we're going to talk about when it comes to reggae, when it comes to the Duke of you forgive me. Yes, what do I like about him apart from his sense of humor? I like the fact that is Bobo, you so shaggy no person. You know, it's the way he does it. You know, but you need to watch this series, and if you watch it, you understand what I'm saying. So yes, basically that's what I don't mind the same much, because I feel like I'm going to use 3 hours to talk about the man alone. And then there is the mother. I like the mother because she's the woman, the mother's character is it's a replica. It's showcasing the African mother, not the modern woman, the African mother set, not modern, because modern now everybody says what's on their mind. But then she was so, you know, she was so guarded with information that she had to share with her child who was getting married. I mean, girl, you gotta say what's in your mind. Tell me, mama. Tell me what's going on. What do I need to know? Although I think that's just how it is for them. I don't know why they feel so, you know, I don't know how to say it, but then it was just a replica. But then I'm gonna talk about my 2 favorite characters. My 2 favorite characters. Just 2 people that they caught my heart, and I'm like, I'm gonna stay with you forever, baby. To that duo spot, I mean, to the series ends, though, that's what my dead duo spot means, you know. So, who am I talking about? No one other than the Lady Danbury. God, you know, she is the definition of I'm a black woman. She is black, and she just, you know, replicated everything black, like. Cousin cotton black to woman, you replicate from her. Everything black, from being smart to being weak. What is it that she did not do? God, I'm in love. I have a thing for, you know, this older generation of black women that have done so much, the likes of Cicely Tyson, Oprah Winfrey. But you see, this woman, the way she carried herself. Ah, clear up her stick. Have you known your body? That money. Don't say I didn't tell you. Don't meet her with Zeke. But then, the way she was able to notice things without having to, you just looking. Ah, no. That last scene, that last part where, not the last scene, the last episode where the rain falling scene, and she was like, okay, go home. These people gotta do something, baby. Get out of the place. And I'm like, I see you, mama. I see you. And I know you see me too. Because that was epic. It takes a wise, no, not even a wise woman. It takes someone that has sense to actually see something and do it. There's a same thing, see something. There's a thin line. That's what they used to say. See something and doing it. Yeah, to what? You get what I'm saying? Exactly. Why am I talking like this? Okay. So yes, that was basically what I saw, and I was like, so no, she's one person that her character is what makes you see that black women will continue to dominate the head, you know, making us proud, showing off the stronghold of excellence. And I'm like, oh, and by the way, I just watched the American inauguration. Oh my god. Oh, that girl, she's just like top notch. You know, I don't think I can ever go, you know. No, Amanda Gorman. Oh God, I love you, sister. I love you today. Oh God, I love you. I love her so much. God, you have my heart, sister. I'm doing the like bro sign here, but you know. Yes, that's basically it for that, which is that. So many things to like with the Dan Ray for. I mean, the fact that she was outside, the same thing. She was able to notice that we were having issues. She didn't see anything there, but she, you know. As she also has very nice sense of humor, top-notch sense of humor. But like, I can't blame the Duke then, because I mean the Duke was learnt under the best, you know, learnt from the best. See, forgive the English. Go back to school soon. Okay, and my second person that owns my heart, Eloise. Oh my God, she is the definition of not perfect. She's the definition of smart pants. I mean. I don't want to get married. Is there something wrong with that? You know, I mean, like, she's like the revolutionary character that wants to bring us into the modern world of, I am not interested in marriage. Peace out, bro. I'm not interested. Just move. I want to go to school. I want to study. I want to be better. I want to do so much. I'm not, see, if you like, don't get married. You know, no. No, he's not getting married though. Getting married, invite me for wedding, pay for the housewife, because I don't think I want to be paying for housewife of 1.4 million. If that is possible, because I've heard housewife is expensive these days. But then, hold it. If not, invite me for a wedding. So I do wedding. Also, I didn't tell you. So, stuff like that, Sha. Yes, I like the fact that I feel like she's a revolutionary character. Someone who depicts a revolution. Like, she's going to want to change so many things. Yes, I really love it. And I love the fact that... another thing that makes me like Bridgerton, you know, is the fact that they get to let us see something that the characters didn't see. I mean, that's the most beautiful thing. I love when people do that thing. That was the ending of the character. When they let us see... Ooh! Lady Frederick, how am I saying Lady Frederick? Lady Whistledown, can I? Lady Whistledown, it was really beautiful. I love that they let us see it. It really made me so happy. Okay, so next is, what themes do I like? I love love. I mean, I like that it depicted love, you know. It was like the bad boy, the good girl, you know. It was beautiful. It's a contemporary black, bad boy, good girl thing, but it was different because it was the 18th century and there was so, most times there's always so much passion and emotions running in stuff like that, you know, love, fun like that. But then it was beautiful, and then the lines, write the script, it is beautiful, those words. The French, the part I love, the scenes I love most, first scene I like is I think the first scene I liked was this scene when they danced. Season 1, episode 1, ending line. You shocked me. It was beautiful. Getting to see people. God, you guys are now interesting. Sorry. You guys know how that part, that dance, the way they looked at each other. He said, look at me. Oh, don't take your eyes off me. Oh, hello, wow. Chan for me. It's Chan for me, actually. But then, oh, God. It was beautiful, actually. Very beautiful. I love that scene. What other scene did I like? I did like the scene where, you know, the girl was able to tell him she liked him, you know. It was so much emotions, but I really liked it. Another thing I really, 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 really loved was when the queen asked Peter them concerning the marriage, when she wanted to cut it off, and then when she was talking, and then it cut her short. I'm like, oh shit. Okay, stop doing that, girl. I was really so proud. Like, I was like, my dude. The way he was talking with friendship. And then I want to marry. I do, bro. I feel you, bro. I see you. I'm like, what? That was beautiful, bro. bro, I got you, bro. Even if I don't have you, I don't got you, but I got you. I was so proud, like, literally so proud. Like, it was beautiful. Getting to see him say, it took the prince to, it took himself along the lane line. Sometimes I think I don't have sense, but then I have sense, so I'ma just click with me having sense. Okay, another thing I did like was when the prince came. I think that was the first time the prince came to the hall for an event or a ballroom, whatever they call it. And then, and it's like it's like, God, I want to see Command Jackery and your mask, you know, you're on the nice level. And then I think it was that part where it was like he's going to say the same things to everybody, and then it came to her and she snorted. What? It was so happy. And when he laughed because she did that, I was like, mad. His smile was beautiful. And then she gave me the eye like, you made me do that. I'm like, oh, I love love. And then I think another that scene was when he was looking at his mom's painting, or the painting his mom liked. And you know, there's this tension when you want to hold someone's hands and you're not sure if you, although I'm not really too much into this PDAs, public display of affections, but then it was not public, there was like a private thing. But then, you know, when you want to hold hands, you're not sure if the other person wants to hold your hand, and you're, you know, you did battle of decisions. Should I just go for it? Should I not go for it? Should I wait for the person, or, you know, should I stay back and just, you know, take the action? And, you know, they were almost about to do it, and then cut. That was it. They had to remove it. They didn't even get to talk. It's painful, but the passion in that place, the emotions running, the, you know, desire was so much. I couldn't have been so less proud. I was so proud. Not say less, you know, like, okay, that's it basically. So yes, that was something that also caught my attention. Yes, I have something to say to the entire what's their name, Kilimanjaro, the entire pre-one cast, whatever, the Bridgerton series. Who are those that do the music? God, nothing's as beautiful as, you know, when they play classical of pop music. What? It was another level of beautiful. I know, I get. We did watch Trolls, the tour. Yeah, we did watch it. It's so many. You can't compare it. Like, getting to see so many things play out. It went hard to me. Yes. So, back to the scenes. Another scene I liked was, I burned for you, baby! I burn like beans that they left on fire for 4 days, which is not possible, but then I burn for you, baby. That scene was epic. What? For me, I burn for Jesus. Seriously, wow. Mado. That scene was, what's that? I'm looking for the song. When you come in, I don't know the song, but then I feel the song is wrong. What do you think? Actually, no, that scene was, I think that scene is one of most people on you know, on the internet and social media, basically the same thing. But then all I see is those scenes, like, everybody's talking about, I bought for you kind of bunker. The damn burini. Burn the son of Ganga. Come and shut up your mouth, dear. Burn for Jesus, dear. Burn for Jesus. Why do I sound like Jamaican? But then, burn for Jesus. Anyways, I'm just trying to say that you should just burn for Jesus. I'm an Indian accent is terrible, but then I'm going to try to do it well. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God. I love that series. Seriously, guys. You should check it out. Okay. What other thing? What other scene did I want to talk? Yes, I think that's like the final scene. The scene where kiloro kokini yi buy. Yes, after he got home, but when he got his own their own house, and after you know, and I'm doing it because it is not explicit 18. I'm not doing any under 18 here, so I'm not gonna say what it was. But then you know what they did? They were doing the wedding bliss because that's what people used to do. You know what I'm saying? Yes, exactly what I said before, but then I'm not trying to say that you should not do it, but don't do it if you're not married. Simple. So yeah, basically, though, that one was a showcase of normal wedding bliss and all. When they sat down across, and it was like, it was so sweet, baby. And it was like, you're so far away. Oh, girl. Although I don't understand how Danny Davis like that. I really don't get. But then it was like, she was like, whoa. I was like, you're so far away. Oh. See, my, take my heart. Take it away. Duke, take it. And give me chicken. Let me put inside if it works that way. Ah, the Duke stole my heart with his words. But literally, I loved those words. It just kept, you know. No, I really loved everything. And oh, you know, I didn't talk about the brothers. I just feel as much as the brothers are relevant. They are really relevant to them because they don't have sins. All our brothers don't have sins. But then I like the second bond because it's like the definition of second bond. I'm a second bond. Shout out to the second bonds in the building. Y'all know what I'm saying. I don't really know what I'm saying, but then shout out to y'all. I mean, they do not respect us, but then we gonna let them do it. We don't care. We don't really care. We still don't care. Kisses, people. Just for y'all, shout out to the first bonds. No, we know you guys do a lot, but then second bonds, take salutes. I give it you know. So basically, that's just it. And I've got something to say though. I have a snippet. Guess what? It's a snippet. Me magata magbi, but then I'ma say it anyways. Eloise is 31 years old, but magata rimo hook. And Penelope Federin thing is 34. Ha! Sorry. What? How did that happen? Like, they don't look it. I think they are the oldest. I think, no, the Duke is 30 something too, but I think he's just 30. It looks old, but not those two people. They do not look that age. Sorry. They really don't look that age. And I can't say Lizzo. So, I think that's all for today. I've given you what I'm going to say. That's the news I'm going to tell you people that. Those two people, they are old and they are very, very old. 30 something years old. I mean, I hold this. I think Beyonce is going to clock 40 soon. But then, I mean, 34? Those girls are really, really, you know. Anyways, not to waste much of your time, I really hope I was able to convince, not confuse you, that Bridgerton is a must-watch Netflix series. Thank you so much. I really hope my debate... It's not even debate. What's wrong with this girl? Okay, take care, guys. I really hope... Before I really hope... Follow the COVID-19 guidelines. Take care of yourself. And if you have symptoms, go to the... do a test. Do it if it's too expensive. I think it's expensive, so I don't have anything to say to that. But if you can't afford to do the test, please do the test. And if you know someone who has caught COVID, please make sure you quarantine yourself or you isolate yourself. Just, or you could do the family thing. If you know you are at home before you, make sure everybody is safe. You can't afford to let anybody, you know, die. We can't afford to be crying or writing RIP and all. Please, I don't like hearing sad stories. Please be safe. And I pray that God, you know, keeps us all, you know, in spite of all the things going on in this country. God bless you. God bless Nigeria. Wait, what am I saying? Bye, people. I love y'all.